Welcome to Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, dose number 5. A rocker? So you want me to open with a rocker? Alright, let's see if we can get this thing tuned in with a rocker. Oh, yeah. Alright. ladies, gentlemen, coming to you straight from out here in the desert of Las Vegas, Nevada, the entertainment and party capital of the world, it's Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription Dose Number 5, produced in cooperation with KUNV 91.5, the broadcast service of UNLV Las Vegas, and sponsored by DucksDeluxe.com, the creators of Dr. Duck's Axe Wax and String Lube, and the Musician's Do-It-Yourself Copyright Notebook Kit, with example forms already filled in for you by a copyright attorney included. By the way, you just heard Someday After a While You'll Be Sorry by John Mayall and his Blues Breakers with Peter Green on guitar, and Baby Won't You Let Me Rock and Roll You by 10 Years After with Alvin Lee on guitar. The doctor attended a concert at the Rose Palace in Pasadena, California one Saturday night. It was in the late 1960s that had both those bands on the same bill, along with the Spencer Davis Group. Mick Taylor was Mayall's guitar player that night. The building remained suspended in midair about 8 feet off the ground for most of the concert. You don't forget things like that. What a show. This hour, we're going to hear from Albert Lee, Charlie Christian, Joe Satriani, Ducks. We will hear from some Ducks, including a song that was introduced to the U.S. audience by Donald Duck himself back in the 1940s. There will be a side with Gary Moore and Albert Collins swapping chops. We'll hear from the professor himself, Chet Atkins. We will hear songs by three guitarists that changed the way the guitar was played in the mid-60s and helped bring on the late 1960s explosion of guitar monsters, including one of the first songs of the era to use feedback. We're talking pre-Hendrix and pre-Beck here. We will hear a few words from a former U.S. president and the audience's response. The Ducky Girls are even here. Say hi, girls.
Hi.
We have a guitar joke this hour, too. So let's get this party started.
Go, Ducky, go.
This first side is the one that really put Albert Lee, a different guitar player from Alvin Lee of 10 Years After that you just heard open the show for us, on the map, establishing him as a major country rockabilly guitar slinger of mega proportions. Albert replaced James Burton in Emmylou Harris's Hot Band. This is a full dose of Albert Lee on guitar, with Emmylou Harris singing a song called Luxury Liner.
Everybody on top.
We just heard Emmylou Harris and the Hot Band doing Luxury Liner with Albert Lee on guitar. This is Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, Las Vegas, Nevada. And as promised, we have some ducks. We will hear Robinson County, Peacock Rag by Duck Baker, followed by 285 by Blue Axis with Jim Duck on guitar. That was 285 by Blues Axis with Jimmy Duck on guitar, and Robinson County Peacock Rag by Duck Baker. Here's some more from Ducks. The song Tico Tico was written in 1917 and introduced to the U.S. audience by Donald Duck. No, not my father, the cartoon character. In a cartoon by Walt Disney in the 1940s, here's Brazilian guitar master Carlos Barbosa Lima's version of Tico Tico. Chet Atkins, who will be known as the professor on Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, playing Chinatown, My Chinatown, and Carlos Barbosa Lima's rendition of Tico Tico.
What's up next, Dr. Duck?
During the early to mid-1960s, guitarists were kept motivated by some great instrumentals by various surf guitar groups. Dick Dale, Noki Edwards of the Ventures, and the Safaris immediately come to mind there. And, of course, awesome guitar work from the likes of the professor himself, Chet Atkins, Lonnie Mack, Dwayne Eddy, and a host of other hired guns and permanent band members in all genres of music. Things were about to change radically in the 1960s. A whole different attitude and approach, musically, politically, fashionably, with what could be described as a natural progression of the beatnik, surfer, rebel demeanor that came just before it. I Feel Fine in November 1964 by the Beatles with George Harrison's Beginning Feedback. I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better in June 1965 with Jim McGuinn showing the world what you're supposed to do with an electric 12-string guitar. And The Last Time in 1965 by the Rolling Stones. The solos, the rhythms, the fills, the approach, the attitudes. All three cuts changed the way the guitar was approached forever after. Here's all three tracks back to back. You're listening to Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Go, Ducky, go!
And I'll probably feel a whole lot better.
And the expectations of lead guitar were changed forever. Here's a very obscure track called Guys Gotta Go by Charlie Christian. Charlie Christian was drafted into Benny Goodman's band in 1940 and is considered to be the father of modern electric jazz. Keep in mind, he died at the tender age of 25 years old in 1942. So, I'm assuming this track to be pre-1942. On this cut, he is joined by none other than Thelonious Monk and Dizzy Gillespie. Here on Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, Las Vegas, Nevada. By the way, how hip was Dizzy Gillespie? When Dizzy Gillespie decided to run for president in 1956, he made up thousands of bumper stickers that said, Diz for Prez.
Session at Monroe's. Guess who these cats are, because they're in here. I got red.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription, Las Vegas, Nevada. And that was Sexy Tina by David Paul. Before that, we heard Guys Gotta Go by Charlie Christian with Thelonious Monk and Dizzy Gillespie. As promised, here's the side that starts off with a few words from a former U.S. president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, which kicks off a fantastic version of Lightnin' Hopkins' Killing Floor. This version is by Michael Bloomfield and the Electric Flag.
I speak tonight for the dignity of man and the destiny of man.
That was A Train of Angels by Satch, also known as Joe Satriani. And we started it off with President Lyndon Baines Johnson kicking off the Electric Flags version of Killin' Floor with Michael Bloomfield on guitar. Here's a side with Gary Moore and Albert Collins swapping chops and singing about how tired they are. Gary Moore and Albert Collins' guitar work on this track sounds anything but tired. The song, however, is called Too Tired.
Last night, too tired to wake. I had a chill this morning, too tired to shake. I got a good poker hand, too tired to win. I can hear my baby knocking, too tired to let her in. I'm tired. Yeah, 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 I'm tired. Whoa. Too tired. Too tired for anything. I'm too tired to walk. Too tired to run. I can hear my baby calling. Too tired, I'm tired. Yes, I'm tired. I'm tired. Too tired for anything. Take a ride, but I'm too tired for this. Of luck, I'm sitting on a pin. I'm too tired to get up. I'm tired. I declare I'm tired. I'm too tired. Too tired for anything.
This hour's show of Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription was made possible for you with the help of KUNV 91.5, the broadcast service of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and sponsored by DucksDeluxe.com, the creators of Dr. Duck's Axe Wax and String Lube, and the Musician's Do-It-Yourself Copyright Notebook Kit, with example forms for you already filled in by a copyright attorney. Special thanks to the Ducky Girls from Media Gills International for dropping in on the party. Say goodbye, girls.
Goodbye.
And it's been a slice of heaven, folks. So much for Dr. Duck's Guitar Prescription Dose Number 5. Be good to yourselves. Until the doctor makes another house call next time, here's a final dose of music from 1956 with Bill Doggett doing both Honky Tonk Part 1 and Honky Tonk Part 2 together to help say goodbye.